Hey, it's Beth here. It's Sunday, March 8th, 2020, episode 78. I'm over 65, still talking, now I'm balking because the coronavirus is getting bigger and we're on the front line. Being over 65 with medical problems, like who doesn't? Who doesn't have asthma or used to smoke or had a heart condition or diabetes? Who do we know that doesn't take pills? So there you have it. And this started for me because we have on the news last night, this official in our town was saying that they may be closing the schools down. And if they do, don't ask your mom to watch the kids. You're going to have to find something besides grandma, because she's over 65. And I was like, wow, okay. Just opened my eyes, you know, and, you know, traveling. And then there was this health minister in the province of Lombardy or whatever they call it in Italy. And he's being overwhelmed. They're being overwhelmed. So they're thinking that this being overwhelmed might lead to them having to begin looking at age when they hand out ICU beds. So that's how it should be. I mean, that's really how it should be. But, you know, there are no atheists in trenches. So, you know, it's kind of scary. And then, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, I can't even be funny about this. Gwyneth Paltrow tribe, which is kind of funny in and of itself. And she was on a plane with a $100 mask in first class, which is irritating to begin with. And she said that she was scared. She really did look scared. Her eyes look scared. But she says, you know, she's already been in this movie. Ha, ha, ha. She was in a movie called Contagion. Okay. Then the royal couple, William and his beautiful wife, were on a royal tour of Ireland. And Prince William thought he was really funny. And he said this joke to this paramedic, which was, you know, I bet everyone is thinking they have coronavirus. And William quipped, that's the word they use in England, didn't work. And he said to the paramedic, and you just have to tell them they've got a cough. Ha, ha, ha. Paramedic didn't think it was funny because he's actually on the ground and it's actually scary. And then this doesn't even stop the guy, which really makes me wonder how tone deaf these people are. And maybe Harry's better off in Canada. I'm not sure. He doesn't get, I suppose the paramedic had to make a funny face because he's a king or a king to be. So he doesn't even see what a bomb that joke was, because he goes on. And when he's standing there, he pronounces to the group, by the way, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are spreading coronavirus. He said this and he said he was sorry. And he wanted everyone to keep an eye and do tell them if we need to stop traveling. And he thought that was funny. I'm thinking, William, let him eat cake. You better watch it. So, you know, this is just, it's just getting bigger and bigger. And so what I've decided to do is to just not go out, just to get out of everybody's way, because there's only like 94,000 ICU beds in the whole country. I got a tip, though. I used to be in nursing school. It didn't work out very well, but I did learn a lot of things. And one of the things I learned is washing your hands is a science. And the real problem is under your nails. We used to have nail brushes. Nobody has those anymore. But if you just, when you're washing your hands, get the soap underneath your nails and get the water to pull through it and dry your hands really carefully. And that's where a lot of the problem is, in the back of your hands, too. But mostly under your nails, which they never talk about. So, you know, it's not a big deal, but it's a little deal. It's all I've got is little deals. The other thing is, here are the symptoms that we have to watch out for, which is difficulty breathing, pain in your chest, a little confusion, or you turn a light color blue in your face or on your lips, and I mean light, then you're in trouble. And you got to have extra medication, whatever medication you take on hand. You got to maybe set up a room in your house, get it really clean, and do all this so that you can take care of yourself at home. so you don't become part of the big problem. And I mean, that's going to be my superpower. I'm going to stay out of the way. And I do Meals on Wheels. I can stay out of the way. I don't have a job. I'm not a brain surgeon. I deliver meals with my friend for 13 years on Tuesday. He's younger than I am. He's a spry 56. I don't know. Maybe I'll just drive there, stay in the car, let him hand them out. He'll wear gloves, something like that. And then we just eat sandwiches in the car instead of going out to lunch. And then I get back in my car and I come home. But we delivered the meals. Like, maybe that's what we got to do. I don't know. But I'm really going to try to stay out of the way. So like all my movies, I'm not going to go to the movies anymore. I might review older movies that I think are fantastic. I'm watching them from home. And this problem I have in the restaurants, I wish I had my problem back, where, you know, I really get mad that I get terrible tables. Well, I'm not going to be going to restaurants right now. I'm just going to stay out of the way because I don't want to take up one of those beds. I don't have to. I can stay here. I don't want to stay here, but I can stay here. So I'm just saying, it's an idea, and I just can't wait for things to get back to normal. And I really want them to, but what are you going to do? This is like huge. It's getting to be big. And we're kind of, I mean, I've never seen a virus like this before, where it just affects older people like this. It's kind of crazy. So what are you going to do? This is, I mean, I thought it was funny to say over 65 and talking when I started it back in September. But this is kind of serious. I mean, we have to be nice. We have to be good. We have to do the right thing. And the right thing is just don't push your luck. Don't think you got it under control. We can't afford to not do that. And maybe we should. Just think about it. Just for right now. Just let's get out of the way. Let's just all get out of the way. And let people who have to be out there, teachers, you know, EMS, all the doctors, everybody who's working, policemen, everybody who has to be there, let them have the hospital beds. Let it be the troopers that get that. So if you can stay home, maybe you should think about it too. Makes me unhappy, but I don't know. I was up all night just thinking, what can I do? I want to do something. I want to help. The only thing I can help, the only way I can help is to just exclude myself from catching it. Because they say we catch it even more than a regular person, and it will be worse. I've got asthma. And it's not good. It's adult asthma. It keeps getting worse. So, like, I mean, if you're lucky and you're healthy and you're wonderful, great. But if you're not, maybe you should think about doing this with me. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know what to do. So anyway, this isn't funny and I'm really sorry, but I'm just looking at this thing and it's sort of seriously getting scary. So I want you to stay safe. Just stay safe. Stay over 65 with me. Let's stay here. Let's stay healthy as we can be. Stay out of trouble. Stay off the streets. Stay home. We can do it. I'll get us some movies from TCM. I'll come up with a plan for how to entertain yourself while you're home. I was going to have a beautiful poem to read at the end of this to make us feel better, but I forgot. I'll try to think of stuff like that. But I'll come up with some good movies, some great stuff, and maybe books and maybe poems and maybe beautiful music that we've got access to everything in our house. We just don't have to use it because we can run outside and have a ball. But anyway, I'm going to try to think about that. I'm not doing very well yet, but I will try and just stay safe. Come on, let's just stay here. Okay. So anyway, that's sad. And this is the worst. I will try to make the next one better, but I just wanted to get it out there that I want you to stick around. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.